Do you ever find yourself checking, responding to work emails in your evenings? Do you ever find yourself physically present with loved ones in your evenings, yet in that moment all you're thinking about is work? You're just ruminating on work the next day, what's happening, what you've got to do, what you're responsible for, how you fucked up today, etc., etc. Do you ever struggle at nighttime? Your head is hitting the pillow, but your mind is racing, thinking about unfinished business at work tomorrow. Most men shut down the day's work when they shut their eyes to go to sleep at night. And even at that, it's a challenge. This is also known as sex life and marital suicide. Let's be really, really clear here, warrior kingly brothers around the planet. The cost of repeatedly allowing a lack of boundaries within your mental space, not setting a clear non-negotiable boundary between mental activity that is appropriate within the workplace, which is sacred, which is amazing, which is important. You are a mission-oriented being at your masculine core, which is absolutely essential and worthy of the highest honoring. And it's deeply important. Yet, if you don't set a non-negotiable boundary between the mental activity appropriate at the workplace and then the mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic presence necessary when you get home, there's a major price to pay. A major price to pay. If you think about it time-wise, let's just get this into units of time measurement, of day measurement. Let's say standard work week, it's 5 days out of seven, Monday to Friday, or whatever your version of that. Most commonly, it's 5 days a week. So 5 days in seven multiplied by, let's say, I'm just going to keep the maths simple for myself, we'd say 50 weeks. Of course, it can be a little bit less or whatever, but 5 days multiplied by 50, that's 250 evenings per year that you'd be lacking presence. And I'm working almost off an assumption here, because the vast majority of guys, and hey, hats off, I honor you, maybe you have this practice going, maybe you're ultra present in the evening so you can switch off, you can go on to the next episode, maybe this is not appropriate to you, but what I do know to be true is for the vast majority of guys, when I bring this topic up of, you know, do you ever find, you know, those first few questions and reflections about your evening time, what's live, what's present within your mental space, in the privacy of your own mind, what's going on, the vast majority of men will say, oh, wow, they start laughing. There's this like outlandish laughter or an awkward laughter. It's like, oh, you've caught me. Like, how did you know? type thing. Because the vast majority of guys end up caught in this space where there's like, there's no end to work. Checking the email, there's an impulse to just check in and see because there's a concern or a worry or an anxiety or there's an excitement about something that's coming up. Maybe there's a project and you just feel like this impulse to check, oh, did that fella, John, did he respond to me? Yet, here in the Be the Husband She Brags About podcast, I mean, like, that's the purpose of this is to show up so powerfully as a man that your woman is just compelled to brag about you. She's compelled to appreciate you. She's compelled. Her nervous system, like, almost uncontrollably just lights up when you enter the room because you're showing up so powerfully and, most importantly, so present. Presence is power. And yet, if in your mental space there's this sort of ruminating habit of thinking and mulling over work in your evening time, that is a lack of presence. You know, when your attention is most ideally on, you know, your woman when you come in the door, on your woman when she's talking with you, you're going through different things at dinner time or beyond, or you're sitting down for some what could be a deeply, a beautiful a beautiful opportunity for deep, intimate sharing and being with her. But if your mind is mulling over work at that point, you're just not fully present. You're physically there. You might even be hugging her. You might even be caressing her. Yet her feminine wisdom is the intuitive guidance in her is going to pick up. She's going to know it. Now, in most cases, there's such a minimized and normalized norm. The norm is a lack of presence that it mightn't even be, it might have just got to a point of normality. It just is so accepted in the background that you're not present that it's almost like same shit, different day. So, you know, it mightn't seem like there's a massive amount of arguments. Maybe, you know, she just sort of settles in and it's almost like you've reached your cap. Yet, deep in her core, I can tell you this for a fact. The feminine core essence of your woman finds a lack of presence repulsive and untrustworthy. Now, tap in with yourself here. Do you know what are the two things that use a man, one of the top two things that use a man would desire the most for your woman to feel about you, how she would relate with you? Most guys, you might never have really reflected on this, but it's like most guys, when you reflect on this and go, actually, you know, if I'm to have this woman, if you're calling her your wife, my assumption is that there's an intention there that you want to be with her long term. You know, this woman that I wake up with, I spend so much of my time with, I go to bed with, and where I have this plan to do this for years to come. The deepest desire and wish and intention and want of every man is that you would come across as being attractive to her. And second, no sense of order of priority, but trustworthy. Is it not true? Do you not want your woman, when she claps eyes on you, she's just attracted to you by your masculine core essence? Yeah, physically attracted, but it's your energy. It's just like, it's like you're pulsating such presence, such primal, masculine, embodied energy. You're making such consistent progress. She's just turned on by you. She looks at you and she's like, oh, she just feels it in her core sexual center, her throat energetic sexual center, down to her tummy, down to her cervix. The whole sexual center just lights up in this inexplicably beautiful way. She just fucking feels it. She locks in on you. Do you not want some of that shit? Every man wants some of that shit. Like, if there's a part of your mind going, well, you know, this is not really important to me. It's like, come on, I got that shit. I actually did that before. It's like, you know, like, I was sort of minimized. I'd be very mild back in my totally Mr. Nice Guy days. You know, I sort of was trying to disregard this desire to feel attractive. I can tell you now, it's like when you tap into this core manly, masculine, primal energy inside of you, of course you fucking want her to feel attracted to you. You absolutely want her to feel astoundingly attracted to you. And trustworthy, that is like the, I almost, there's times here where it's like, I just, there's so much coming true. The words just don't come out. Like, how much would you love that your woman just simply, profoundly trust you? In all senses, she trust your decisiveness. She trust your energy. How much would you love that just by the consistency of how you're showing up, she trusts you to the depths of her being? There'd be like, you'd be the one man alive on the entire planet who she trusts the most. How priceless would that be? And yet, if the habitual state of being in your mind and thus in your whole nervous system and thus in yourself as a man the vast majority of evenings of the year, remember, we're talking about 250 evenings, not to mention, as you do one thing, you do all things. So if you're not present on the weekday evenings, well, the weekend, you're not going to be like impeccably present. You're not exactly going to shift into Zen-like Dalai Lama style in the weekend either. So, I mean, you know, you're setting the bar pretty low. If your evening time at home, you're not present, you're thinking of work all the time, well, your base, you're really low down on attractiveness and trustworthiness, to the point of which, deep down, if your woman was really, really, now, if she was in the full, unapologetic, feminine expression of herself, she'd be, like, fucking repulsed by you, and she'd let you know, and she would just, like, derad it with radical directness, like, I don't trust you in this moment. I mean, you're way off in your head. She would, like, demand your presence. She would call you out with radical directness. She'd like snap out of your head. Where are you? Maybe she does this to you. But like if your response, if you have got feedback like that, wonderful. But what is your response? You know, the response needs to be taking that feedback and integrating it to the point that your presence skyrockets after it. A lot of time women will give this feedback, but it's not seen as feedback, it's felt and received as criticism, like you're getting scolded, like, you know, you're being called out, but you're being called out unfairly, like, and we go into this sort of blaming, and we'll sort of call whore out and whore shit just in this defensive attack back, and it's this sort of, I'm going to call it, like, for me, when I look back, it was like this bullshitty avoidance of just receiving feedback, acting on it, and becoming a better fucking man. So, in all of this, you know, just slowing down to build this, I want to touch base with you, you know, just leaning in, always keeping this conversation, and I know it's repetition is mastery, but it's always, always, always in this podcast here. See, the desire is such that you actively listen, and by actively listening, like you're engaging, like a part of your consciousness is going, okay, well, what's in this for me? You know, this dude, my name is Mark. It doesn't matter if you know my name or not, but like when Mark is speaking, listening like you're in the room with me. Like I'm just like speaking directly with you. That type of, that's what I'm talking active engagement. You know, even if you feel like, oh, well, you know, I'm in a bunch of guys that he's speaking to that is listening to this podcast. Well, you know, when we get into a group mode, we tend to sort of, you know, feel like, well, we can just hide in this group. We can just listen and like that. We can be mentally engaging or not mentally engaging. We can just sink into the background and yeah, I'm semi-present and I'm semi-listening. I'm just actually entertaining my brain by listening to this podcast. No. That's not what my intention is. I want to serve you so much that like there's a part of you going, oh fuck, he's looking at me. Imagine that you're like in this moment, and I do this quite often. I've got incredible feedback from guys that this particular part of how I actually do this, do the podcast, how I make it conversational, so many guys have said to me, it's like, oh, Mark, I'm actually listening in. But like those moments when you actually slow down, you stop speaking about the topic and you just like touch base with me. It's like I wake up. There's a part of me that wakes up and I'm like, wow, I start taking it like really sincerely. That's in this moment. I'm just slowing you down. It's like the momentum of your mind. And this is actually on topic. Can you feel like the momentum of your mind? We just are thinking the same stuff repeatedly. So you're thinking in work. And if you work for 8 hours, there's a lot of momentum there. But if you never break that momentum, the residual momentum of your thinking patterns from work flood into your evening. The thinking patterns pre-listening to this podcast floods into the podcast. That are you really listening or are you not? Are you semi-present or not? It's sort of 50-50, 60-40, whatever. But it's not 100% listening to these words now. So that's what I'm challenging. This is like a real in the moment challenge here. I want to touch base with you. You know, your presence in the evenings with your family. What is that at like a 1 to 10? 10 being you're the fucking Dalai Lama. You're somehow you're the Dalai Lama. Like I didn't hear it in the news, but you're after getting married. You're Dalai Lama. You've Dalai Lama style presence in the evening. Like you're impeccably nanosecond to nanosecond. Your entire awareness, you know, if your wife comes in and she speaks to you, you're impeccably present. You're listening, you're feeling into her, the depths of her being, you know, every word, every syllable out. You're so present. Not one thought on any other topic apart from her present in your moment. The same for your kids. That's 10. And one is, they come in, you're still looking at your phone, you're looking at the TV, you semi-say yes, you don't even know what you're saying yes to. You know, your kids ask you for commitments, oh, can you go there at the weekend? And you say, you don't know what you're saying yes to. It's like it's an extraordinarily low level of presence. Where are you on that scale? What number? Okay, so do you have a number there? Cool. And what number would your wife grade you at? It always gets juicy and interesting when I ask, what would your wife grade you at? Because very, very quickly those numbers drop 2 or 3 marks. Some guys have went from, 7, 8 out of 10 to, my wife, 2. It's funny, but it's real. Very important to ask, what your wife would grade you at. She'd fucking really tell you what your presence is at. So, in this, slowing down to speed up, getting your attention there and just making it conversational, my deepest desire in this is, this is introducing a habit that will really, really support you showing up ultra present and skyrocketing your attractiveness and your trustworthiness with your woman. This is, of infinite value. There's a habit that I do in my evenings, which has been a game changer. Because I'll hold my hand up. With the stuff that I'm speaking to, I struggled for years. I'd be ruminating and mulling over my mind, incessantly. And it can still be a challenge, I'll say. Even with this practice, it can still be a challenge. Because I am so passionate and mission-driven in my work, in the podcast, in my coaching, etc., etc., what I'm creating, that it's I do it 7-8 hours a day. There's a fair momentum in that. So the more passionately you're engaged, the more obsessively you're driven, the more important it is to actually have a habit that shuts you down complete. And then the habit is this. When I'm closing my laptop down and I'm just closing off mission work, business work for the day, I speak this out to myself. This is my version. You know, I'm going to be encouraging you to write up your version. But what I speak out to support my nervous system, you know, bring a close to the momentum of my days focusing incessantly and obsessively on my mission-oriented tasks, to then be totally present. This is the intention. I state to myself, in closing down this laptop, I shut down completely from work for today. What is done is done. What remains undone will be taken care of tomorrow when I return refreshed and full of enthusiasm. Now, I release and relax completely into my evening time where I intend to be impeccably present within myself and in the company of my queen and kids. End quote, as they say. This might seem maybe a bit long-winded. I invite you to, if you really are inspired by those words, to just go back and listen to it again and you can write up your version of it. My encouragement here, and this is the Be the Husband She Brags About implementation challenge at the end, is use the intention above to set your own wording. Use it as a baseline, as a source of inspiration. The important thing is to create a non-negotiable inner boundary that stops you ruminating over work issues in your head. Because when you're at home, you need to be present with your woman. Remember, your capacity to be present is what skyrockets your attractiveness and your trustworthiness. And 5 evenings out of 7, multiplied by 50, remember the maths, you're talking about like in one change. If you can master this, and you can, it only takes intentionality and decisiveness. Just make the change. You set up this intention every evening where you leave work and you're like, okay, I'm just going to leave it entirely there. You will, by one implementation, you will transform about 250 evenings off your year. Spread that over a decade. That's like fucking, what, 2,500 evenings? That's an entire lifetime. One change. I know I speak quite regularly to like, oh, the potency of one change, and every change in itself is massively potent, but this is so high leverage. It's insanely high leverage. So my encouragement is that you lean in. There's so much gain to be gotten from this. And a part of this is like, you know, you just get this ritual. Ritu comes from Latin ritu, which is that which is proven to work. It's a ritual. It's a moment in time where you just slow down for 30 seconds and you just set this really clear, non-negotiable boundary where it's like, hey, like effectively you're just cutting that mental momentum from the day and you go, hey, you bow, you honor to the day. You know, what's done is done. What remains undone will be done tomorrow. I'm good. I'm fine. I'm okay. I can allow myself to surrender into my evenings. And what's important with this is, and why this is can be such a challenge. I've done it there recently. I won't go so fully into the topic of it, but we have inherited as today's generation of men, now husbands and fathers, we have inherited a momentum of previous generations of men that from the Industrial Revolution, you know, we were kicked away from the house, from the land, and into the factories, into the mines, etc. And the only way we could survive such a traumatic assault in our personhood as men was to surrender completely into accepting that work and productivity were the only variables of deep worth. Our sense of self-esteem as men became intrinsically linked with our productivity at work. Before that, there was like being at home. It was like being a father. You were the masculine role model. You were amongst men in the community. Your wife was there. Like you had breakfast together. You had lunch together. Evening time together. You know, you sang. There was poetry. There was dance. There was, you know, you made alcohol. But it was your alcohol, your foods. There was the homestead where it was homely and community centered. Now, was it perfect? No, but there was a balance. There was a masculine role for the man and a feminine role for the woman. And there was a balance, way more balanced than there is now. So this ritual, you know, it's important to get real with the what can be called intergenerational trauma that's been handed down. How, like, you're born into a nervous system that has almost this learned pattern in it of, well, my role is really at work. And this is a traumatic pattern. This is not real for men. But there is such a momentum in it that, and a ton of media conditioning and cultural conditioning remains still, where subconsciously we as men, we don't feel like we have a really important role at home. You know, that the man's role is at work and is to provide predominantly. But when we come home, you know, it's like sort of there's an unquestion. Well, it's sort of a mother's role to, you know, rear the kids. And it's a mother's role, like, you know, to have the house sort of welcoming and have the house running and have. But the challenge here, you know, with this ritual is cut that momentum from work. So you can show up fully present, and your presence as a man, as a husband, as a father at home, I want you to realize how fucking essential, how important it is. Your role as a powerful, heart-centered man to be present at home. So which from your presence, you know, your woman feels seen, feels heard, feels witnessed, feels appreciated by you. Such a healing presence. Guaranteed, she did not see that or witness that at home with her dad, with the generations of men before. And it's no right or wrong, but there's a wakening up process that absolutely needs to happen. And my challenge to you, my invitation to you, is that be that man. This movement, this podcast, like, you can feel, my darkest moments as a man, as a husband, as a dad, my darkest moments were the moments for years I didn't feel like I belonged, you know, at home. I didn't feel that I had an important role as a father. It was sort of like, well, that was my queen's job. This is subconscious. I sort of like was deep, deep, deep down. I didn't feel like I had a right to speak my truth. And yet, that comes from slowing down inside your mind and being present. Disconnect from work. Work is important, but fucking disconnect from it. It'll be there for you tomorrow. There is such a sacred role for you at home, for you with your wife. Your wife is yearning deep down you to be present, to be with her. She loves your work. She loves your mission. She loves what you provide as a result of that. She loves and honors all of that. Well, if she's not, if there's a part of you saying, oh, well, no, she's fucking not. She's always giving out about it. Do you know why she's giving out about it? Because you're not being present. She feels that there's a part of you that is never present because of it. She doesn't resent your work. She resents your lack of presence because of how you engage with work. It's never your work. This is a major bridge I had to come over. I thought my queen was sort of against my work. She was never against my work. Now that I'm present in the evenings, she loves my work. She loves how I'm inspired, I'm focused, I have this obsessive sort of like way of engaging with it, but I switch off. And when I switch off, I'm present. So she loves how it empowers me and fuels my spirit, connects me to the most inspired parts. And then from that inspiration during the day, I bring that to my evenings, but I express it through presence, or I challenge myself. I don't do it perfect. None of this is like, do I do it perfect? You're not looking for perfection. You're looking for progress and presence. So, Kingly Brothers around the planet, massive passion coming through this episode. As always, so much passion, so much love for you. And I just want to express thanks and appreciation to those guys that have, look, just taken the time to reach out and send me messages. It's so inspiring for me, different guys around the world, you know, like sending these spontaneous messages of, oh, that episode, and I made that change, and now we're having sex like we haven't done in months, or, you know, like just from listening and engaging. And again, today, because it, like, that's the essence. It's not passive listening, it's active listening. And active listening then flows from listening into active engaging. And from that, my encouragement is, my challenge to you is, implement this. Set your evening intention, your shut down complete intention. Write it out. Your version. I will shut down completely from work today. What is done is done. That's my version, of course. What remains undone will be taken care of tomorrow when I return refreshed and full of enthusiasm. Now, I release and relax completely into my evening time, where I intend to be impeccably present within myself. Masculine core, full presence. And in the company of my queen and kids. Doing that, you will see your woman will be impulsively, compulsively, passionately, uncontrollably desiring to brag about you forevermore. Better husbands today, better world tomorrow. Go have an amazing, extraordinary, kingly day.